Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here on this Wednesday. We've got all your market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures sharply lower near the end of the session today, pressured by long liquidation and technical selling. On the other hand, the hog contracts mixed after late morning business, but heading towards the south at the end of the session. Now, the cash cattle trade remained very quiet, with just a few starter bids evident in parts of the south. Asking prices are not well defined. We've heard of a few feedlot managers in the south pricing steers at 128 to 130. Significant trade volume probably will be delayed until Thursday or about Friday, at least later in the week. Now, the cattle futures, despite yesterday's bounce, live cattle futures were back on the defensive today. Most contracts 105 to 152 lower. Market appears to be pressured by long liquidation and a general shortage of buying interest. Spot June has fallen below the trend line drawn for the lows of the early and late May. Feeder cattle was also sharply lower. Most contracts in the red by about 110 to 150 points. On the grains, those futures finished up mostly lower here today. Kansas City wheat was higher at one point, turned lower, but has turned higher once again at the end of the session. But the wheat in Chicago, corn, soybeans all finishing lower today. The pre-wheat prices again did start higher as the market was trying to hold the next level of downside support following yesterday's losses. Rain this week slowed harvest in western Kansas and southern Oklahoma, but maps for the next 7 days look fairly dry for hard red winter wheat. Corn prices started mixed, but again finished lower today. They were trying to fight back from an early bout of profit-taking following yesterday's rally that took December futures to a 23-month high. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.